Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Will you please pray with me? Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we give you thanks and praise for the gift of salvation that you give us, all-encompassing. Father, you created us and recreated us in Jesus. Jesus, you saved us and redeemed us. And Father, you sent your Holy Spirit so that we might believe firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we know that salvation is ours, without any doubt and with all certainty. Today, may your word, by the power of your Holy Spirit, flood our hearts, our minds, and our souls with the greatest and overwhelming unconditional love of Jesus Christ for ourselves, and that it may overflow to the world around us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The heart. The heart is what we consider today to be the seat of emotion. It's where our emotions come from. We hear it all the time. Husbands will say to their wives, or wives will say to their husbands, "I love you with all my heart." We hear that a lot. We talk about it when we talk about Jesus, that we love Jesus with all our heart. And just a reminder, I always find it funny that back in the olden days, back in the biblical times, the heart wasn't the seat of emotion. It was the bowels. We've talked about that before. But I'm glad we changed it, because I'm not sure what my wife would say if I said to her, "I love you with all my bowels, honey." I just don't think that would go over too well. It's not so poetic. But today, the seat of emotion is the heart, and that's okay. We talk about it, and it's fine. And you know how it is. Sometimes you have a broken heart. When we see marriages fall apart or our own marriages falling apart, we have a broken heart. For you youngsters who are into dating, you may get a broken heart when your boyfriend or girlfriend breaks up with you. If you have a pet that you truly love, you get a broken heart when that pet dies. You know how that goes. And sometimes our hearts are filled with love and joy and excitement when you find that person that you love and you know you're going to be with for the rest of your life. Or when you get a new puppy dog and you know that puppy dog, and maybe a cat, I don't know, but a puppy dog for sure, comes into your life and it's like, "Oh wow, I have a dog that loves me." And the heart is the seat of emotion. You know what they say about the heart? You've heard that saying before, haven't you? Cold hands mean a... I don't know if that's so true. I've known a lot of people with cold hands and, well, their hearts aren't very warm. The reality is, I don't think we can judge people by whether they have cold hands or not, and we really can't judge them at all anyways. But the reality is, you sure can tell a person or where their heart is or what their heart believes by the fruit that flows from their life. You can tell where a person's heart is when you look at them, if they're a person who is bitter, grumpy, mean, and holds grudges. Their heart certainly isn't in Christ. Or maybe if it is, there's a blockage being formed from God's grace. Remember, we talk about the theology of the cross and that blockage that can be formed by their own lives, by their own willing lives, refusing to allow God's grace to work in their lives in a powerful way. On the contrary, when a person is out and they're smiling and they're loving and they're forgiving and they're sharing the love of Jesus with people, you can tell where love is flowing from. It flows from Christ. The reality is, we can be both at the same time. There are sometimes I'm grumpy and hold grudges and I fail to forgive. And I know I need to repent. And I need to ask the Holy Spirit to help me, to forgive me, to strengthen me. And there are times where I'm filled with joy and excitement and I can't wait to tell people about Jesus and share his love. And those are great and wonderful times. And we experience both. Why? Because we're sinners and saints at the same time. But the great thing about God, God is perfect. And his heart always, continually pours out his love through Jesus on his people. And that's what we're going to focus on today, the heart of God. Our gospel lesson from St. John today tells us a lot about God by showing us the very heart of our God. The very heart of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You see, the heart of God is about one thing and one thing only. The salvation of mankind as God pours out his love, his grace, and his mercy on this world. The heart of God is about one thing, the salvation of mankind as he pours out on this world his love and his grace and his mercy. And that's what we see in Jesus Christ. That is what we hear when we encounter God in his word. That's what we receive when we have baptism and when we take the sacrament of the Lord's Supper and receive him as he comes to us in his body and blood. You see, this is the very heart of God, the very heart of God that wants all people to come to the knowledge of Christ Jesus and be saved. The very God who from the very beginning when mankind fell into sin promised that he would send a savior and a redeemer to rescue us from sin, death, and the devil so that we could be his people forever. The very God who makes us his own children in baptism, and that when he looks down upon us, he sees us as forgiven and loved and redeemed. He doesn't see us, but he sees Jesus. This very God, this is his heart, that all people will be loved and that all people will be loved unconditionally. Not by their own merit, not by their own works, but because he is a God who has taken everything upon himself to assure that the world can be saved and that we can be with him forever, even in the midst of our sinfulness, our failures, and our struggles. We have the confidence in knowing that our salvation is secure. First, Jesus, the Son, is very clear in our lesson today in pointing out the importance of the work of the Holy Spirit. He points out to Nicodemus that a man must be born of the Spirit and of the water. And this points us to baptism. The way in which we come to faith is through the work of God, through the work of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit working in baptism as Jesus claims us and makes us children of God. As our sins are washed away and we are made as white as snow. And it's not just our past sins. It's not just our present sins, but it's our future sins as well. Because in baptism, we are clothed with a robe of righteousness, and God only sees that righteousness in Jesus. For adults, very often they come to faith by hearing the word, and then they have baptism, but it's the same thing. The same gift occurs as the Holy Spirit works in our lives, but the Holy Spirit doesn't stop there, does he? The work of the Holy Spirit keeps going, and this is the great thing about the gift of salvation. It's not dependent upon you and me. There's nothing we can do or not do to change our salvation. It's all dependent upon God working in the Holy Spirit in our lives. That's the way it works. He strengthens our faith through this thing we've talked about called sanctification, the process of becoming holy, being set apart for him. That process begins when? And when does it end? The day we die and we're made perfect in heaven. In between, it's the work of the Holy Spirit helping us to encounter the love of Jesus powerfully in word and in sacrament, pointing us to the cross and our salvation and our gift in heaven. On days where we don't feel loved, on days where we don't feel we love Jesus enough, on days we're worried about is our faith strong enough, it does not matter. The Holy Spirit is working in our lives and holding us in the presence of Jesus. That's how much our God loves us. That the gift of faith that he calls us to have in order to be saved is given to us by himself so that we might always believe and have salvation. Second, we see the Father's heart at work in giving the world his only Son. Now I want you to notice something as we say John 3:16 and 17 as we read it today. I want you to notice something very important, something that is crucial that a lot of churches don't get, but this is crucial to understanding who God is. The world is already saved, the whole world. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. The world is saved. Jesus died once and for all, for everyone. Forgiveness is there. Life is there. Salvation is there. He doesn't have to die again. It's already there. The whole world, past, present, and future, has been saved and redeemed through the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross and in his resurrection. In fact, John 3:17 says that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. That wasn't God's purpose. He didn't send his son here to go around to all the unbelievers saying, you're going to hell, you're going to hell, you're going to hell, you're going to hell, you're bad people. No, in fact, it was just the opposite. What did Jesus do to us poor sinful people while he was here and still does? He comes to us and he says, what? I love you. I forgive you. The woman at the well, the woman who's going to be stoned for adultery, the thief on the cross. This is what Jesus does as he encounters our lives as sinners. He speaks into our lives the power of his love, which eternally grows and changes our lives to be more like him. He didn't come to condemn the world, but he came to save the world through him. We already, by virtue of our faith, given by the Holy Spirit, stand in front of our God as not guilty. You know, so many people are afraid of the final judgment. I kind of laugh at that. The evangelical world has really messed up the book of Revelation. And they really make people afraid of Revelation and things to come, and you really don't have to be. Why? Because Jesus Christ has already judged you in his death and his resurrection by the power of the Holy Spirit working in you, the faith that he's given. He's already judged you not guilty. On that great and final day when he does return from heaven with all his angels and the whole company of heaven and earth stand before him, he will look at you and call you by name and say to you, "My dear child, you are not guilty. Enter into the paradise that I have prepared for you." There is not a thing to be afraid of. Jesus has already taken care of our salvation. It already belongs to us. There's nothing that can change it or take it away. See, that's certainty. But then you may say, wait a minute. What about the people who don't believe? There are people going to hell. Well, John answers that too, doesn't he? Because he says this: there are those in this world who do not believe, and they stand condemned already, for they have judged themselves. For they have judged themselves. You see, the heart of God is that all people come to the knowledge of Christ Jesus and be saved. The heart of God is that the love of Jesus be poured out into this world through you and through me, through word and through sacrament, so that the world may be enveloped and changed by the overwhelming power of that love that is unconditional, filled with grace and mercy. That's the heart of God. When people choose not to believe and they refuse to believe in the name of the one and only Son of God, they are the ones that judge themselves. They are judging themselves guilty. They are condemning themselves and accepting the consequences of that condemnation. That is a sad truth in our world today. God's heart, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is all about our eternal destiny. God's heart, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is all about our eternal destiny. Living with Jesus forever. That was God's plan of salvation in the beginning, and it's his plan of salvation today, and it will be his plan of salvation for all eternity. So that you and I may be in the presence of Jesus Christ day and night without any hardship or trial or tribulation or tears or sickness, but full of joy and perfection for eternity, being created in the image of this saving God with a heart of unconditional love. He is daily molding our hearts to be like his. Daily, Jesus is molding our hearts to be like his. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we've already talked about it. There are people in our world who don't know Jesus. There are people who don't believe. And we may say in our churches, well, we don't have to worry about that, but that's not true. We've already talked about the Great Commission in the last couple of weeks. We've talked about the work that Jesus said when he commanded us to go and make disciples, starting right out our own backyards and then to the ends of the world. You see, you and I make a difference in this world. When we live out the fruit of our heart, when we live out the love that Jesus places in our heart, when we live out the forgiveness that he places in our heart, when we live out the joyful Holy Spirit that he places in our hearts, when we choose to do mission not bound by earthly rules and regulations, when we choose to let judgment go, when we choose to step out in faith, when we choose to do things that are right because they are right, even though the world may say it doesn't make sense, we're sharing the love of Jesus. When we choose to interact and give a smile to the person checking us out at Walmart, we're sharing the love of Jesus. When we invite our neighbor over for a drink, a good old-fashioned German soda, or a meal, we're sharing the love of Jesus. When we go up to those who have hurt us and we say, "I forgive you and I love you," we're sharing the love of Jesus. When we pray for those who hurt us and wound us, we're sharing the love of Jesus. When we intentionally seek to make relationships with people around us, especially those who are not connected to church or Christ, we are sharing the very heart of God. And when that heart of God is shared, there is no force in all creation that can stop the work of the Holy Spirit. No force in all creation can stop the work of the Holy Spirit from bringing people to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is how we grow the kingdom, not Christ Lutheran Church. As a benefit, we hope we grow, but it's how we grow the kingdom. So are your actions born out of your heart? Are they showing the world the love of Jesus every day? In the name of Jesus, amen.